Are you looking for a new math curriculum? CTC Math specializes in providing online video tutorials that take a multi-sensory approach to learning. Creative graphics and animation, synchronized with the friendly voice of internationally acclaimed teacher Pat Murray, make learning math easy and effective. Favorably reviewed in Kathy Duffy's 102 Top Picks and the Old Schoolhouse Crew Review, the lessons are short and concise to help your child break down concepts and appreciate math in a whole new way. Visit ctcmath.com today to start your free trial. That's ctcmath.com.
This is Lacey Hampton. If you missed part one of this conversation with my mom, Abby Ranella, and Christy Clover, you'll want to go back and listen. Now enjoy this half of the episode.
We're back with Christy Clover talking about her new book, Mom, Master Organizer of Mayhem. And before we took the break, you talked about your first rule, because you've got 10 foundational rules that can help moms figure out how to get rid of the chaos in their lives. And the first one that you mentioned was glean and tweak. Let's talk about some of the others.
Okay. So, I mean, it can be anything. I mean, again, 10 rules, it makes up about 2/3 of the book, but yeah, so the 10 rules are glean and tweak, figuring out your top priorities. And in that chapter, what I think is important is that I kind of go at it from two different angles. I want you to figure out personally, like, what does your schedule look like? You know, what are your priorities as a family? And prioritize based on that. So schedule your life around that, because the problem is if you don't have any cushion in your life and you're saying yes to everything, you won't have time to get organized, and it's going to continue to sit at the back as a back burner thing. So I try to talk people into giving themselves some margin, not making their, you know, family kind of go, go, go. I mean, your kids, I feel like as parents, especially homeschool parents, we are horrible at this. We feel like we have to give our kids everything in the, you know, maybe 18, you know, 17, 18, 19 years that we'll have them in our house, in our schools. And so we feel like, oh, we need to give them every experience possible and do all this stuff. It's like, oh my goodness. I think about my own personal life. I have learned more as an adult than I ever did as a kid. Sure. And not to knock my education, which by the way was public school. But just throwing that out there. No, I'm kidding. But you know, they will continue to learn and grow. We don't have to put it all in the first, you know, like few years of their lives. So it's okay to say no to a lot of things. So I try to talk people into saying no to as many things as possible, saying yes to what is going to help your family to thrive the most. And then looking at from the standpoint of, you know, what are your house priorities? So what's driving you crazy in your house? What in, you know, if you're married, talk to your spouse. What is driving him crazy?
It's all my son's house. Room. Everyone of us would say it's my son's room. Oh, sorry. Oh, yeah. I had to throw that in there.
Oh, you do it. And you know what's so funny is my advice is close the door.
Right. Oh, I love that. Really?
See,
until the smell starts to waft out.
Yes.
Right? Then the smell comes out.
Oh, yeah. How old
are they? I like that. I like that. Just shut the door. That is freeing, Christy. I feel like you just freed me and every other mom listening.
Well, I mean, you do have to get in there from time to time.
I know.
It's really something that is an eyesore. Like, close the door so you don't have to deal with it. But, you know, and then when you have time, make time. Make that your, you know, one of the other rules is tackle your worst project. And if that's honestly what's driving everybody crazy in your house, then you have to go through and help them declutter. And the key with kids is you have to teach them the systems. You have to teach them where you put things. I always laugh because moms will go through and they'll organize the whole house, but they're like, oh, my kids leave it messy. I'm like, do they know where toys go? And they're like, no, I have to help them. I'm like, well, then teach them where the toys go, or you don't have a system. Like that's
right.
You know, you don't create systems for other people based on how you process things. You have to create systems for the people in your house that work for them. So that's the crazy thing, is like, you could be the most logical person in the house, in the world. And if it doesn't work for them, and everyone's different. I have a very neat child. I can trust that his room. In fact, if we had too much pounding and grinding and whatever they're doing down below me happening in the house, I go to his room to do any kind of video or audio, because I know it's always going to be perfect. And that's just him. That's the way he's wired. He thrives in that situation. He knows how to take care of it. Then I have other children. They don't quite unique. Get it.
But I think that's also where the master unique. Organizer comes in, is because you're the master of finding what works for each kid. What are the systems that work for them, not just the systems that work for me? And I appreciate that, because my system's obviously the best system in the house. Just kidding. But if it probably not worked, is. But each of my kids have a different system. So I like how you said that we need to find what systems work for them and then implement that into their space.
Yeah.
And I literally just ran into that in our own home because I have a chore system that totally works for me. Like, I know visually, like, that is where totally. They're supposed to do, but my little kids, it's too complicated for them.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. That's I love really that good. You talk about teaching our kids how to do this alongside of us, because we talked about this actually with Ginger Hubbard, and we talk about yes. coming alongside love our child her. And training them on how to do things, because oftentimes as moms and dads, we just assume that when we tell our child, go clean your room, that they know how to do it because we know how to do it, so it should make sense to them. When we right. say go load the dishwasher or do the laundry, we just assume that because we know it, they understand it. And I think that's oftentimes what causes so much frustration between us and our children, is that we're saying, go mm-hmm. do this, and they're like, no, and then they don't do it, and then they get reprimanded for it because they're not obeying. And in reality, right. it's sometimes maybe it's because they're lazy, but oftentimes I think it's because they simply really have not been taught how to do it. And I mean, it may be with some kids, you know, you said you have your son who's just wired that way. He is just by nature, he is an organizer and he's very clean. Some, and I have one of those. I have, you know, my oldest, she loves to organize things and like she does it for fun. It
must be an oldest then, thing.
That's how so. Mine is. Absolutely.
Yeah. And then my youngest, not so much. And she's not like uncontrollable. But, you know, we have to come alongside them and say, okay, so let me show you how to fold your clothes, how to put them in your drawer. Let me show you how to hang your shirts, and then mm-hmm. practice it with them. Don't just show them one time, but we can often, you know, okay, take it off the hanger. Okay, put it back on the hanger now. And you can even make it into a game. Let's fold the yes. clothes again. Now let's throw them all over the floor and let's refold them and put them back in the drawer, you know, two or three times, so that you know that they understand what it is you're asking them to do. And then if they do it right, then you know, okay, you really understand this. And then if they don't obey, well, then that's a different topic.
Right. Yeah.
Because I think that's I think that's what's great about homeschool moms too, is we have all day to do this. We don't yeah. have, you know, they're not showing up at the front door after school and sports at 5 o'clock and we're trying to get dinner. And so, I mean, we're very blessed that we can bring them alongside of us as we're cleaning the kitchen, as we're cleaning up the toys, and they get to do it with us. So what are some of the things, Christy, that you like, that you outsource to your children, that you delegate to your kids to do in your home?
Oh, you're going to love this. Okay, this is my secret one, like no kids at the door. In fact, I laughed because I'm like, when my kids read this someday, they're going to be like, what? My number one tip is work yourself out of a job that you hate. So my kids learned how to do the dishes in the trash, because nice. I don't like dishes and trash. They also learned how to do laundry, because I mean, number one, like dishes and, you know, laundry, those are crazy things that continue to repeat and repeat and repeat. So, I mean, it made sense for them to learn that. But yeah, those are my three least favorite things to do. I am fine. Like, you know, I'm weird. Like we have a little floor vac that we use on the floors, like not just carpet, but on our actual hard floors. It's a little therapeutic for me. I kind of like it. Counters, I like cleaning them. Like, I don't mind those jobs. And of course, because I'm finding such joy in them, my kids are like, can I do it too? And I'm like,
no,
we okay, can do it too. Go do the dishes first. I know, but we all have those little things. And so really, it really depends on number one, what do you need to have done around the house? Like, what mm-hmm. do you need help with? And I wrote, I think it was just a blog post, but we happened to use a hashtag that said chore systems. And I laughed because I had, I had two people. I think it might be the same person with two different handles on Instagram. We're like, that is child labor. Oh, you gosh. Should not be making your children do the work that you should be wow. doing. And I'm like, and I didn't respond, because that's when my snark thing
yeah.
just mm-hmm. comes in.
You should have responded with practice makes perfect.
Yeah, I know, right?
That should be your hashtag.
Oh my God. I know.
And I just think these live here, right? They live here, so they have to...
Yes, you know, my daughter, life skill.
It is. My daughter cleans the bathrooms, and she earned that, because she told me one day, Mom, you know, I feel like the bathroom could be cleaned more often. and there was a little corner that was missed. And I haven't cleaned the bathroom since she said that, ever.
That's awesome.
That became her job. And blessedly, she's a little OCD, so I have the cleanest bathroom in town.
Nice. Oh, I love that.
So I also think you cue in. You're like, if that's bothering you to your child, then that is a job that you can take over exactly. in the household, yeah. you know?
Yeah.
And if you can't so find your socks, everyone. You just became the sock folder.
Right. Right. I know. I laugh because like I don't lose. Like I've never totally understood that like lost sock thing until having kids. Yeah. And it wasn't even like the two older boys. Cause I mean, I could like, it was when like, it just got crazy. And like one of my kiddos, we call him Mr. Fun because he is all about fun and he does not intentionally disobey. It's just that if something fun and shiny is happening, then he needs to be a part of it. No. And so it's like, we have to make sure that we're helping him to narrow his vision. Nobody first finish this and then move on to the next thing. So it's really hard. So yeah, I mean, I don't remember what the original question was at some point, but, well, but yeah, so help them to find, you know, what needs to be done. What could they, you know, what do you want to work yourself out of a job of? And I loved your point too, Abby, is, you know, seeing what they naturally have a tendency towards or what mm-hmm. they're bothered by.
We're going to take a quick break and we'll be back in just a second. This episode of the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast is brought to you by Libromania, a podcast for book lovers from the Close Reads Podcast Network and the Circe Institute. Through conversations with contemporary novelists, poets, and biographers, as well as collectors, designers, and others, Libromania is for the person who believes that good books are an essential part of the good life. For more information, go to closereadspods.com or subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you dial up your favorite podcasts. The 2020 Homegrown Generation Family Expo is almost here. From February 17th through the 21st, the Schoolhouse Rocked team is gathering your favorite speakers in one place and hosting a one-of-a-kind live and interactive online event called the Homegrown Generation Family Expo. This will be a full week of encouragement, resources, and community, as we'll be addressing the most important issues that homeschool families face. You'll have the opportunity to interact live with our phenomenal lineup of speakers and have a chance to win valuable prizes. The price for this live and interactive online event is only $20, which also gives you lifetime access so that you can enjoy it whenever you want. Register today at homegrowngeneration.com. That's homegrowngeneration.com. Since you were just talking about laundry, I know that you have a few systems for laundry in your home. Share those with us, because I know that for homeschool moms, especially if you have multiple kids, that can just be a drag. I mean, it really can consume so much of your time.
It's like when it's done, then it starts again.
Yes.
Right.
So I'm ready. I'm so excited.
Okay, ready? Yeah.
Yeah, I got my pen. I got my paper. I'm ready.
Well, I have an entire chapter on my hacks.
Oh, my God.
But I will say this. That with laundry, you do have to figure out what works best for you. I have heard so many different ways. I mean, there's so many ways to do laundry, as far as some people say, do a little bit every day. That would drive me bonkers. I want to have a break from doing laundry. I cannot do it every day. Then it really would pile up, because if you get behind or life throws you any kind of a curveball, laundry is going to be, you know, missed. And so what works for our family, especially since we have seven people, is that everybody gets a day of the week. And my husband and I have one day together. So I still do our both of our laundry together, because he was traveling so much. And now, you know, he's not traveling, but it's, you know, he'll do the laundry sometime. But even then I'm like, oh, wait, here, I'll just do it. Like, I know what doesn't go in the dryer. Or I know this is how this is going to work. So backing up a little. So each person has their own day. Now, what's beautiful about that is that it creates a natural accountability, because if you don't do your laundry and get it out of the washer, dryer, and, you know, into your room to at least start the folding process, then someone else is coming behind you and your laundry is going to get moved because they are ready to come and undo it. And so that has worked really well for us.
That is brilliant.
Because of that natural accountability.
I love that.
My other thing that is key, if you are doing that kind of laundry, so I can even talk through, so I have a SMART. SMART is one of my little acronyms for for five laundry hacks. So the M in SMART is mesh bags. They should be your best friend. Because if anything needs to go from the washer to like being hung up, you put it in the mesh bag so that if somebody is moving your clothes from the washer to the dryer, the rule in the house is mesh bags do not go in the dryer. So anything. And so I do that with my husband and I too. So that way, if he's doing a load, he knows do not put the mesh bag in the items dryer. Into the dryer. So it's not okay, just so for delicates.
For example, oh my gosh, I'm so excited about this. So for example, so like say Joey has a Tuesday day. So he washes, he dries, he folds, he puts away his own clothes. He's not doing like everybody's clothes on Tuesday, right? It's his own clothes on Tuesday.
It's his own clothes on Tuesday.
Okay. Yes. So then if on, say, Friday, he failed to do that special shirt, you're just like, hey, sorry, you wait till Tuesday?
No. Well, no. I mean,
You can cut in. You can share if you need. Okay. Okay.
It's called laundry grace.
We go. Okay. Yeah.
It's called laundry grace.
Laundry grace. That's right. And we aren't sticklers on the day all the time. So like if we just got back from Hawaii, we got back on a Sunday, you know, so it's just, you got to make it work. You got to be flexible. There's days when suddenly we have three people that need to get their laundry done because life has been crazy. We were out all day and didn't have a chance to get laundry going. Then, you know, we're going to have to double up. And
how young do you start this? How old is your 6-year-old doing it?
My 6-year-old is doing her laundry. She still needs help with the folding and putting away. Okay. She can do it, but she doesn't do it all the time because she gets flustered. It takes her a while. So, you know, and everyone's different. So like my oldest, he does it all. And one of my other things is that I truly believe in small loads. The larger the load, the more apt you are to let it sit there and not get it done. Mm-hmm. So it's really important to have smaller loads, which is why, again, that having a day, that means everybody should be doing their clothes weekly. So my oldest, he was getting in the habit of doing huge loads. Of course, his clothes are big too. So not little itty bitty little clothes anymore. So he was getting in the habit of waiting 2 weeks to do his if he just got busy. And what was happening is his clothes just weren't getting as clean. And so I just had to explain to him again, like small loads, clothes get cleaner. And, you know, then you can put them washer dryer because everyone's like, how do you, that's crazy. Everybody always tells me I'm so crazy to get my laundry done all in one day. But I'm like, well, washer dryer, fold really quick, washer dryer, fold really quick. And then I take and I pile it, you know, in order. So I'm literally just putting it into a drawer.
And if you're doing everybody has a day, it's once a week. So it's not stacking up, you know, because you know that it's just a once a week. That's brilliant. Yes. What's another? Okay, give us one more laundry hack before we have to move in.
One more laundry hack. Okay, so this is my rule breaker laundry hack for kids. Have them wash everything on cold. I don't buy a lot of white. If they have anything that's white, they throw it in my white divider. And I should say, I say white because people normally do whites, brights, and darks. So we actually do cold, warm, and hot as our divider. So that's kind of two laundry hacks. So divide by temperature and we'll have your kids wash all their clothes on cold. And if they do have items that need to be washed more thoroughly, then you just do a separate wash with that or throw them in one more time. Because, you know, quite frankly, I need to make sure that they know what they're doing. And if I have them, you know, who knows if that black sock is going to sneak in with those white tank tops or whatever it is. And I just don't deal with that. So everything gets washed and cold in our house. Not my laundry, but the little kids. I mean, my oldest, my second oldest, he does do two loads now because he does have enough white clothes that he's separating those.
Very cool.
Wow,
let's talk about a few more of the rules that you talk about in the book.
Yes.
So we've talked about laundry. So, we've talked about glean and tweak.
What else do you want? Glean and tweak.
We've talked about incorporating kids. Priorities.
Well, here's a big one. Okay, so the buzz is always on decluttering. And everyone's talking about KonMari method and, you know, Marie Kondo, her little spark joy, which I think is fun. Like, if you hate something, then why are you keeping it? But I don't love, like, my plunger does not spark joy for me, but it is a necessity. And I had somebody, I wrote that somewhere, and I had some, so you can tell, like, I have interesting people who follow me on social media. No, because this person's just like, well, my plunger sparks joy when I need it. I'm like, no, even when I need it, I'm like, bleh.
Thank
you
the
for
the whole situation. There's like, no joy in any of that situation. Right. None of it. Nope.
That's right. And so like, I don't understand that, but it's all good. So my approach with the decluttering process, I call it a four-leaf method because we have four categories mostly. So it's the traditional, what are you going to keep? So what's going to go back into your home? And that's when you want to make sure you're categorizing to organize those things that you're keeping and keeping like things together. Your toss pile, things that just need to go in the trash, whether it's trash or just toys that are broken that really don't need to go anywhere other than in the trash can. And then also, you know, we have a sell pile. So if there's big items that need to be sold, those are going to be that sell pile. But the key pile for us is the blessings pile. Mm-hmm. The blessing pile is the traditional donation pile. But for what's helped us, it's like some mental roadblock that changed for everyone in the house, that if this item is not useful or a blessing to us, then maybe it can bless someone else. Mm-hmm. And it helps when you have that thing that you're like, but I spent money mm-hmm. on that. I should keep it. Why? If you spent money on that and it's in great condition, see if a friend wants it. And if they don't want it, give it to Salvation Army. Because I've heard stories. In fact, it was Kathy Lipp. She's another organizer. She's written a lot of books on organization and decluttering and has a new book coming out, I think in February, actually, on the topic. And I heard her speak recently, and she talked about how when she was really going through a hard time, she went into like a Goodwill or a Salvation Army, and her son really needed a new pair of shoes. And he was really bummed because he wanted this one kind of shoe. They happened to find in Salvation Army the right size, the exact shoe. And she's like, it was God's blessing on us. And I think if that person hadn't taken the time to donate that, I mean, so that's what it's just like. You're kind of giving God room to be like, wow, you know what? I can use your stuff. If you don't need your stuff, get rid of it. So if it's not doing me any good in our house, then let the Lord use it somewhere else. And who knows, if it's in horrible condition, maybe Salvation Army is just going to throw it away. But still, you know, I just think it's important, and it helps my kids to realize if we're not playing with it, we can bless someone else. So it's just been neat to see how just changing that mentality of this can bless somebody else. So like when we got rid of a ton of our baby clothes, I literally sent an email out to all of my friends, and we made this mountain. It was taller than most of my kids of baby clothes. And they just, my friends came over, and just, we had all these babies that were being born. And so people just coming over and grabbing them, and it was great. And it was fun. And it was crazy. And at church, like I see everybody in my kids' clothes, and I'm like, so sweet. It was just fun to see them being reused.
Yeah.
I love that. I think it's good for kids too, because like with my son, we talk to him. He's hard on, well, he's a boy, so he's hard on things. Right. So we talk to him a lot too. Like when you're done with, we want to be stewards of the things God's given us, because when you're done with it,
exactly,
we don't want to give someone else our junk, you know, because that's not, but if we're stewards with our things, then when you're done with that, it's in really great condition to bless somebody else. So it also just, I think it inspires us and encourages us to take care of the things God has given us, even if we don't see them long-term for our family, you know, then they can bless another family.
Yeah. Yeah. And I love what that teaches kids, because we want to teach our kids that they can be content no matter what. And I think oftentimes, especially in our society, we feel like our kids need more, more, more. We have to get them the newest and the best and the biggest thing that's out. You know, that's why Black Friday, that's why people stand in line for, you know, 24 hours before the big sale, or even longer, sometimes days, a week. You know, I mean, it's so crazy to me. And why are we teaching our kids that, you know, be content in all things? And when we show them that the things that they have that they're no longer using can be a blessing to someone else, I think that's huge. Yeah. And we've done that with our kids as well since they were really little, is, you know, what friend do you have that this might be a blessing to? Or like you said, often just donating it, because it's stuff we don't use. And, you know, I know moms, and not that I've never done this, I have done this before, but I know moms who will kind of just sneak things out. But then I think you're missing that that opportunity to teach your kids to be a blessing to others, and not just to be a blessing to others, but to realize that they don't need to have all these things to be happy and to find joy in their lives.
So storing up our treasures in heaven.
That's right.
Yes.
We have a few minutes left, so let's run through just a few others. And then what we don't get through, of course, people need to just get the book and read all about it.
It's so fun. Yes. Oh, thank you. It was so much fun to write. And it was fun to tell all my stories. And I tried to make it playful and fun and just like we're sitting down having a cup of coffee. So that's kind of my approach to writing. I try to make every book I write feel like that. Okay. So a few other rules. Okay. So this is a big one, especially for moms, especially for homeschool moms. And one of the stories I share in the book on this rule, it has everything to do with a homeschool moment. And that is ask for help. And I think so many moms try to be superheroes and do everything in their own strength, or even if they're leaning on the Lord, he will give you strength, but sometimes there's just not enough time in the day to get everything done. And so I like to encourage people to ask for help. And when people offer help, you have to say yes. And so one of the stories I share in the book is all about when we had just had our fourth, and I had a bunch of friends who had like mommy's helpers coming in. I'm like, no, I can handle this. And, you know, Steve was traveling like crazy, and, you know, we were homeschooling. It was just so much. And I was just kind of at my wit's end because I was trying to get Ashlyn, my fourth, to sleep, and she just wasn't sleeping well. And so I was doing this whole like, I just have a technique that I use with the kids to kind of sleep training to get them to figure out how to sleep. But it is hard on me the first several nights trying to get them to kind of recreate that sleep cycle. And so I think she'd just gone through like a teething thing or something, but I was exhausted. And so I decided to do what so many of us do, is I asked for prayer. Please pray for me. I have a definite need, but I'm not going to say it. I'm just going to ask for prayer. And so at the end, I had a girlfriend. She's like, Christy, my daughter's trying to earn money for ballet camp. She would love to come over. Where do you live? We live 3 minutes apart and had no clue.
Wow.
It was the biggest blessing. Her daughter would come over. And what was so funny is that so often when we are getting like my friends are like, oh, I have a mommy's helper come over and play with the kids while I go run errands. I'm like, well, that's fun if I really need the time alone just to kind of get out of the house. And I did that from time to time. But I would often have my mommy's helpers come over and help with the things that I didn't want to do, this so that I could play with my kids. And so, you know, you can use help however you want to. And I'm always really upfront too. We have cleaners. I love my cleaners. I hug them when they get here and I hug them when they leave. And they come every other week. And I mean, the day they come, man, by that evening, you can't tell they were here unless you're looking deep, because sometimes it's, you know, that whole Murphy's Law of, you know, when I have a clean floor, someone's going to spill something. You know, it's just, it works no matter if you have cleaners or not. If you clean the floor, your child will spill milk everywhere. Yeah. And so, you know, but it helps because it means that all at one time, my house is clean. And we had a season where we were hosting 2 different events. I was hosting our co-op and I was hosting our Bible study. And my husband was adamant. He's just like, I know you're going to want the house to be tidy and you're going to want it to be clean. He's like, we need to have the cleaners come, you know, on that off week. And so we didn't really have the budget for it. It wasn't so much like a budget, like we didn't want to have to spend for yet another cleaning. So I just asked them, you know, for this much money, will you do the kitchen, the bathroom, like just like the key things I knew I needed done, because that's where people are going to be. And they're like, oh yeah, we can do that. And they were already in our neighborhood. So again, ask. If you're not asking, you'll never have the solution. So I just think it's so important for people to really see where they could use help and get it.
Yeah. Yep. I think
that's
so
really
too.
Good.
We
that's really good.
Sadly are out of time. But I would love to continue on and do this for, the next 2 hours. But again,
yes.
People need to just get the book.
We have lives.
We have
right.
lives.
And I have to go get my grays covered. We were joking about that beforehand.
Yes.
I got to go get my hair done because I have spray paint on my gray right now.
Now, is this
it's
spray
a real
paint
thing.
You get at like Lowe's? You just go to Lowe's and get some brown spray
yes,
paint
no
matches
kidding.
Your color?
No, I laughed because I had a girlfriend tell me about it. I'm like, are you kidding me? And she's like, no, it's a real thing. It's like L'Oreal or something. Yeah. Like that. I get it off Amazon. So yeah.
Brilliant.
Hey, you
I'll share
do
the
what
link
you
with you.
Do.
You can put it. You got to do what you got to do. I'm telling you, 40 takes over and you got to roll with it.
Yeah. I haven't hit the grays yet, but I have hit the eyesight.
God bless you.
I now have to wear reading glasses, which I didn't have to wear before. And now I look at small print things. I'm like, I can't see. So in order to read your book, I actually had to put my reading glasses on, but it was well worth it. So you guys get this book.
Where can we get it?
It is fantastic.
Thank you. You can get it anywhere books are sold. And if your physical bookstore doesn't have it, you can just ask them and they'll get it in. It's on Amazon, Barnes and Noble, everywhere. It really is.
Everywhere.
Yes.
And we,
yes. And so, I mean,
yeah, we of course will put links in the show notes to it.
Yes.
It is called Mom, Master Organizer of Mayhem by Christy Clover. And Christy, thank you. You've written a few other books, I know. So I definitely would love to have you on the podcast again to talk about some of your other stuff you've got going on. You've got you've got all kinds of great encouragement. So I love it. So maybe it won't take us a year to have you back on again.
I know, right? No, life is, we've been told 2 more weeks and the house is done. And okay. So like life.
How long have you been told again. That? How long have they been telling you 2 more
weeks? Oh, they've been great. They've been like, really? Nope. Yeah, no, they will not even give us. Yeah. So no, I'm excited. They are keeping right within their timeline. So
awesome. Awesome.
I'm very happy.
Christy, very exciting.
You are a blessing. Thank you for using what God has taught you and shown you to encourage me as a mom, to encourage Abby, and to encourage all of our listeners, because you really do have a gift for organization, but not just for doing it yourself, for helping others to learn how to do it as well. And it is doable. So for those listening who just feel overwhelmed, truly, honestly, get this book, because it really will help you. I read a book years ago. Oh, I'm totally losing the name of it right now. I can't remember, but it was a book on organization. And this was probably 15 years ago that I read this book. Oh, and wow. It was literally life changing for me because it helped me to see things that I couldn't see them inside of my little box. And so I would read a chapter and go, oh, yeah, well, I can do that. And it really did change my perspective and my my habits of doing things around our home. And so so this is a book that does the same as that. Yes. So thank you, Christy. You are a blessing.
Thank you. And I have to boogie because I have to go make my kids a schedule on whose laundry day is whose laundry day. And then I just shut my son's bedroom door so I can enjoy my evening.
All right. Well, you're Abby, adorable. Thank you for being on with me again.
Yes, and thank you.
You guys, thanks for listening. We love you guys.
Thanks, Christy.
Again,
thanks,
we would love for you to pray for us as we continue working on production on Schoolhouse Rocked. And if you would like to donate, we would love that. We are really in need of financial support. So anything that you would like to, you can make a tax-deductible donation. Go to schoolhouserocked.com and support the ministry of Schoolhouse Rocked, and let's get this movie done together. So thank you guys. Have a great rest of your week, and we'll see you next week. Bye.